Good morning. We are continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yotes Siman Aleph. And the Chayadim has brought the Shittas, which we mentioned in the introduction. The Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, and he's now brought both opinions. We had Machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, had to send the difference in Bar Gibel, not Bar Gibel. So the Karmel and the Chumra Kimon Shumid the Raisa. We're Machmer. This is dealing with the questions of the Raisa. So we're going to be Machmer. Therefore, V'lachain, Tzarech Lizor Shlo Yit Liten Mayim L'Sach HaMurskan, Murskan, because Tzarech Liten L'Behema Vaifas, the person is feeding his animal, and they would make a gruel, make a broad combination of the water and the bran, which they would give to feed to the animals or to the birds. So when you add water in to this ground-up bran, even though you haven't stirred it, there's potentially going to be an issue of lisha taking place, even though the person does not stir it. We're machmer in the first stage, where there's a problem. Arguably, that's not a bar gibel, doesn't never really binds together. So according to the Rambam, they'll make it the Rabbanim, but according to the other Rishonim, they'll make it that everybody holds it's the problem is immediate. And therefore, a person has to be careful. And, okay, if we're machmer that the problem starts immediately, so it means stirring it should not be a problem. No, that's not true either. I feel no some kvar mayim mer of Shabbos. If a person put in water from Erev Shabbos, he cannot mix it kedarka. So we mentioned that Lisha is one of the unique malachas, and Chazal were matter doing the malacha with the Shinoi. So we hear he already added the water, he wants to stir it, so he can stir it if he does it with the Shinoi, but he cannot stir it in a normal fashion. So it's also to do it kedarka, if he can do it with the Shinoi. Elam aviroi b'mako b'shesiv oriv u'minara mikli okli k'teshi zariv. He gives two options of how to do it, both brought in halacha. The second one is pouring it from one container to the other. So as he pours it, the liquid moves around, the solids move around, and slowly but surely they combine together. That's clearly not the normal way of doing it. It's very ineffective. It takes a lot longer, etc. And the other option, the first option that he gives, is opposed to stirring it in the normal fashion where a person goes around and around, which brings the outside items towards the middle, and then etc. A person does a crisscross fashion. A person goes north-south, and then it goes east-west. So doing north-south, east-west is not the normal way. It doesn't really mix things as well. And a person continues going north, south, east, west, north, south, east, west, until the thing is mixed. But that's an inefficient way of doing it. It's considered a shinui. Now there is a machlokes when a person does shesi boriv. Does the person have to remove the spoon, ladle, stirring stick that they're using in between each direction? Because if you can picture, a person goes north-south, and then they move to east-west, and they keep the spoon in the mixture as they're moving from south to east. And they go across the middle, and they do west to go south, and they go slowly but surely, they're moving the spoon more and more in a circular direction. Going across the middle and then around the outside, across the middle and around the outside, across the middle and around the outside, that becomes very close to a circular motion. So the Chasanish says one needs to remove the stick in between each turn. The Mishmur does not mention such a necessity, nor the Chayadim. Okay, so the person is stirring it with a shinoi, and that shinoi works even if this is a thick mixture. That shini would type of work. So we mentioned that there's a difference between a blila oba and a blila raka. Blila oba is the rice, a blila raka is the rabbanon. A thick mixture is the rice, a thin mixture is the rabbanon. This type of shinoi works even by a thick mixture, which is a malacha to rice. If a person does it with a shinoi, it's going to be not only potter, it's going to be mutter. We will pick up with Hashem the rest of the siman in the following share. Meanwhile, have a good day.